Allons au vestiaire tout de suite avec Max Domi.
Well, yeah, I certainly wasn't trying to take a penalty, but watch the replay and it's a penalty. So it's how it goes. It's unfortunate he scored on that. Obviously, you can't do that, and especially the situation we're in right now. So it is what it is. Coach's decision, and obviously, I can't afford to do that.
When you see the puck go in your net and you're sitting in the box, how badly do you want to get back out there and correct that?
Yeah, of course. I think we're all sitting there. When anytime we, I mean, Lindy kind of left him hanging out to dry on a couple goals, and you don't want to do that to a goaltender. And I mean, I think he's been playing so well and practicing hard, so we want to do better for him. And certainly, everyone wants to help this team win. It's not easy to win in this league, and we're just looking for a spark here. Got to find a way to find our identity again.
Thank you, Max.
Voilà, donc Max Domi, Danny, qui a fait son mea culpa, a parlé de sa pénalité. C'est une chose que je ne devais pas faire et malheureusement, ils ont marqué sur cette pénalité. On va retourner au vestiaire du côté de Charlie Lindgren, le gardien qui n'a pas à se blâmer pour ce qui est arrivé ce soir.
Yes, about the knee. It was tightened up on me.
It's got to be some frustration on your part. 3 games where you battled hard and it seems like you got a chance and it just doesn't go your way.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously never fun to lose. I'm frustrated just like everyone else in this dressing room. And personally, 3 games in a row where I've lost, and hopefully turn around my next shot.
Was there any explanation why the play wasn't blown dead when you lost your blocker on that power play?
From what the guys were saying, it's they heard if we had to have full possession, and then it was or else we had to be on our way out of the zone. So those were kind of the explanations that we got. I don't know. That's the rule.
Do you feel that when a goalie loses a piece of equipment, the play should stop?
I don't know. It's obviously weird to play without a piece of your equipment, but that's the game. So from my perspective, I just had to play like I still had my blocker on, which I think I put my hand behind my back, so I didn't get hit there, but. Yeah, just try to keep on playing. Unfortunately, they scored.
Would you say it was a little bit of a wacky night tonight with the confusion behind the net, then the puck that was kicked in, and the blocker and everything?
Yeah, I thought it was a really weird night. I think, even after the first couple of periods, I was kind of thinking that, and that's just the way it goes. I mean, obviously, the first goal was frustrating. You never want to give up a goal like that, and that's something I'm going to want to look at the tape and find out kind of what happened, but... that's a goal that's obviously very preventable, and I take full responsibility for that. And then, the rest of it was just a hockey game.
Thanks, Charlie.
Alors voilà les propos de Charlie Lindgren pendant que Martin McGuire, Danny Dubé nous quittent pour aller avec le Canadien prendre l'avion, évidemment, parce que vous savez que le Canadien demain affrontera les Flyers à Philadelphie. Donc retournons du côté du vestiaire avec Ryan Poehling.
Like I said, I mean, they're finishing their chances. Like, I need to put that one in the back of the net. So I think that's the difference maker tonight.
I felt like the team was getting some momentum with the last 2 games. What happened tonight?
Yeah, I was just telling him that they capitalized on their scoring chances and we didn't. I think that's kind of a big thing for us is when you get the opportunity to put the puck in the back of the net, you have to. And as you can see in that game, it wasn't lopsided at all. It's just when they got the chance, they did do that and we didn't.
Thank you, Ryan.
Alors, du côté de Ryan Poehling, il a dit, évidemment, du côté des Blackhawks de Chicago, on a été capable d'être opportuniste, pour s'assurer de remporter ce match-là. C'est peut-être qu'est-ce qui a fait faux bond aux Canadiens. Faux bond aux Canadiens également ce soir, c'est que 3 des 4 buts, une faute directe de la part d'un joueur du Canadien de Montréal dans cette défaite de 4-1 face aux Blackhawks de Chicago. Allons maintenant du côté du vestiaire avec Philippe Danault.
Son blocker, j'imagine, c'est la même chose. Honnêtement, j'ai même ça. Fait que, pas de commenter parce que ça.
Une autre soirée, tu sais, en avantage numérique. Qu'est-ce qui marche pas présentement avec l'avantage numérique?
Écoute, on a eu un goal à Ottawa en avantage numérique. C'est juste une question de cohésion, puis l'exécution, les passes du tape, puis c'est ce qu'on fait pour en ce moment.
Merci, Phil.
Merci.
Alors, voilà les propos de Philippe Danault, l'exécution. Hein? L'exécution, c'est dans une situation où le Canadien de Montréal a remporté ses 2 derniers matchs. Personne, et puis hier, on s'en parlait, hein? On n'était pas là pour souffler dans la balloune du Canadien, mais dans les circonstances où le Canadien se retrouve présentement, tu veux t'assurer de jouer du bon hockey. Et par la suite, le résultat viendra. Ce soir, le Canadien, malheureusement, s'est tiré dans le pied.